So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Noidrin Laharogin Laharam Lamuchsin Shi Truma, Afapisha in the Truma, Shehin shall be Samelach, Afapisha in shall be Samelach. If a person's property is being threatened by Harogin, a person who will kill him if he doesn't relinquish his property, Haraman, a robber, Muhsin, a tax collector who is not authorized by the king or not fully authorized by the king, he's allowed to make a neder. Ya'astru Peirus Ha'olam Alai Im Einan Shal Beis HaMelech. He says that the foods that these people are trying to take away from him are truma, or belong to the king. And if he's lying, and they're not what he claims them to be, all fruit shall become asur to him. This will induce them not to take it away. The Gemara explains according to the Ran, E da amr ya'astru Peirus Ha'olam Alai La'olam Itzru Alea Kol Peri Alma. All fruits would indeed become asur to him forever, because Dvarm shall believe in Dvarm. What he had in mind cannot contradict that which he explicitly stated. If he says that all fruit shall become asur to him for that day, they won't believe him because it's not a big enough consequence. Therefore, we must say that the case is Bo'imr Beliboy Hayyim, Umaitzi Bisvasav Stam. He says that all fruit shall become asur to him without specifying for how long. But he thinks in his mind that the neder is only for that day, as the Ran explains. Generally, the fruits would become asa forever, because the simple meaning of these words, stam, are understood to mean indefinitely, and dvarm should believe in and dvarm. His thoughts cannot change the meaning of his words, where the words have a clear understanding. However, lagabi oin sinshani, in this case, the situation of oinus indicates that his words are to be understood as hayim. He only meant to forbid them for one day, which is indeed what he had in mind. However, in the first case, where he says la'olam, even in the situation of oinus, his words explicitly contradict this indication, as explained earlier. The Mishnah continues by presenting three machloikis between Bishami and Beis Hillel regarding these cases. Bishami oimrim bakol noidrin chutz mibishvua, Beis Hillel oimrim af bishvua. Bishami say that a person may only make a neder, but not a shvua, to avoid harogin haram and muhsin, because shvua is more chomer, more severe, since the Torah says lo yanaka. And Bishami will say that a person is allowed to even make a shvua. Bishami oimrim lo yiftach loy ben neder, ubisul oimrim af yiftach loy. Bishami say that a person is only allowed to make a neder if they demand of him to make a neder to buttress his claim that the foods are truma or the king's. Bishami will say that a person is allowed to offer to make a neder. Bishami oimrim b'mashahu madiroy, ubisul oimrim af b'mashahin madiroy. Bishami say that a person is not allowed to add anything to the neder that they demand of him. Beis Hillel say, if they demand that the person make a specific neder, he's allowed to add to it. The Mishnah proceeds to present an example. Ketzad, Amar loy, Amar kainim ishti nenesli, v'amar ishti uvonai neneli. If they demand that he make a neder that his wife may not benefit from him, and he made a neder that his wife and children may not benefit from him, Bishami oimrim ishti muteris uvonai basurin. Beis Hillel oimrim elu ve'elu mutarin. Bishami say that his wife is mutter after that day, and his children remain asa forever. Beis Hillel say that both his wife and children are mutter after that day. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zakh the Mishnah, Hare netiyah is ha'elu karbin im einin niktzatzois, talazu karbin im einin nisrafes. If a person said that if his saplings are not felled, or if his talus is not burned, their value should be designated as a karbin, and as the Gemara explains, this cannot mean that the saplings will never be cut down, because all trees will eventually be cut down. Rather, it means that there was a strong wind, and the person expected the saplings to be felled, or there was a fire, and the person expected the talus to be burned. The din is yesh lehen pidyon. This phrase is another way of saying kedushas. They are hektish, even though he only made the hektish because he was sure that they would be destroyed. The next part of the Mishnah will be presented in the next daf.